Welcome to Tell Me Something Good. Join us every week as we break down trends, share our personal journeys, and explore the world of wellness. It's going to be real, unfiltered, and above all else, we will always give you something good. I'm gonna put like paper.
So do you notice anything different?
Do I?
Well, I mean, it's a silly question, really. I'm kind of asking the people.
Oh, okay.
We're on video.
What do I say?
Well, I mean, look, we've got cameras, weird.
Yeah.
Well, the hard part is to
not look at the
screen because you're here and here.
Yes.
Not look at the camera because you're next to the
camera. Right. My mind is having trouble with this.
We've got show notes. I can't even get over how professional we are now.
But long story short is we're back.
We're back. Why are we back?
We're better. Why are we back? Because
we care. Why are we better?
We're better also because we care, but we have, I think, a fresh outlook, fresh mission, and I think our core purpose of helping people still stands.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Outside of the two little ones we did for my music, which was actually a year ago almost.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Even that's gone.
I know. God, that's scary. And if you are a longtime listener, then you know about our last seasons and the last time we recorded. And if you are new, then welcome.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we kind of lost our cadence during the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, it was really tough.
I know I wanted to get back to recording. A lot of it was to do with the fact that I can sense the people around me and from just observing people in general, there's a lot of suffering going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is one, a great platform to be able to help people, give advice. And we have a particular, not to sound like Liam Neeson from what was that movie called? Taken.
We've got
a particular set of, a particular skill set.
You're the man for the job.
For helping people, yeah.
Yes, we do.
You know, we both invest a lot of time in and resources into trying things, you know, cutting through all the BS that you see out there. And I'm going to try not to curse. I think we'll keep this PG.
Okay, we'll try.
I'm telling you to tell myself.
Okay, myself too.
Well, I realize a lot of people listen.
You curse more than me, though.
That's an outrageous thing to say.
How dare I say that?
Just because I'm English, you say something like that? But yeah, so we're back.
Yeah.
What can people expect from us?
Well, so I'm Brett, just in case anybody's new here and is like, who are you?
Well,
my name is Brett.
Your name is Brett.
And I am a mom. I have three boys. I have a husband, so I really have four boys. And I first started getting into holistic wellness about probably like 12 years ago now, after my third son was born. And I really haven't, that interest has not waned at all since then. I've gone through a lot of different iterations. So along the way, I picked up a health coaching certification from the Institute of Integrative Health. I picked up a yoga teacher's 200-hour certification, and I've done a lot of self-discovery, and I continue to be on that journey, and I love it. I think another reason why I wanted to come back is because in the past few years, I think we both have changed a lot.
Yeah.
It probably would be funny to listen to our first podcast.
I haven't taken them down, but I kind of want to.
We're kind of different people, but I think it's actually good to keep it up because it shows you like how far you've come.
Real and raw, yeah.
Yeah, and that's life. That is completely life. And I do think where our experience can kind of differ is that we are, you know, we don't claim to be experts, but we are two people who are deeply interested in wellness, in having a fulfilled life, really. But we're also both really busy, and we're parents, and we have businesses, and we just want to help other people find, you know, some peace, happiness, and meaning in this world through talking about things like mindfulness and, you know, whether or not dieting is good. Should you be on Ozempic? Should you not be on Ozempic? And again, we can't answer that.
Yeah.
Just a little spoiler. But yeah, and we're going to kind of offer a no BS approach, our real thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I'm Paolo, in case you hadn't figured that out by now. You know, by the time this comes out, I would have got my health coach certification. I'm supposed to be doing the test this week.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going to study for, but whatever. And to be honest, the reason I did that was because I realized that I needed to improve how I communicated the things I know. And I kind of realized that. And I think that's one thing that you and I both offer that I think listeners will relate to and find some credibility with us, that we both know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very open not even if we don't know stuff, but also if we change our minds about something.
Which we both have in the past.
I mean, we're not going to talk about Ozempic today, but just in the, you know, we've been planning on doing this for months now, but Brett turned tennis pro and we...
that's right. I had a tennis career to attend to over the summer.
But even discussing Ozempic, I think between the two of us, we've probably changed our minds about 5 or 6 times about whether we think it's good or not.
100%.
Based on what we read. And I think the danger is to become, and this goes across everything in life, right? Politics, religion, whatever it is. Everyone gets very tribal. They, mm-hmm. you know, they, what's the word? They put their stake in the ground and refuse to take it out.
Yeah.
Where I think we all need to be a bit more fluid with that. I eat quite a lot differently to you. And you eat quite a lot differently to me.
Yeah.
We both live our lives. I mean, we have pretty similar views on lifestyle and stuff, but we're different.
And you're also male, and I'm not, and we're different ages. And and that's also a perspective that we're both going to bring to the table because you know, I'm on a journey right now. I'm really trying to focus on where I am age-wise, and like, it's all about longevity for me. And, you know, I'm going to be dealing with a lot of changes hormonally and in my body in the next 10 years or so. And I want to get through that with as much grace as I can. Yeah. And I look forward to sharing all that because I feel like it's not discussed enough. And then Paolo, I know with men too, they go through changes, and I know your diet has changed over the past few years. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. You know, I think the temptation is to be very, it can get a bit preachy, right? And I've never liked the idea of, this is what I do, so you should do it too.
Yeah.
And that frankly drives me crazy when you see that on Instagram. You see people who look a certain way and they're selling a product or a service that is based solely on what works for them. And I think the basis of what we're going to be talking about and this podcast/show in general is you're your own individual. What mm-hmm. works for you isn't going to work for everybody else and vice versa. So you should take what we're saying. And I want to caveat too that whatever you hear either of us say, don't just take it verbatim. Go and research it. Go and look. You know, we'll try our best to give you the resources within the show notes and stuff like that. But go out and research it yourself. You know, if it's something that you're going to, a change you're going to make to your life, don't just listen to someone. And this goes across the board for anything. Don't just listen to someone and take their word for it. Go and look, research, look behind the meaning of what they're saying. And then figure out what works for you.
Right. Like you may all of a sudden hear about a lot of people who like the Roman Empire and think about it a lot. No. And so, you know, you may have never thought about it, but you go online and you're like, you know what? I would like to become an historian, and I'm going to focus on this area. And in 10 years, look at you. You're a PhD. You're celebrated around the world. You're teaching about the Roman Empire. And I love that. I love that for you, whoever you are.
This, I'm really glad that we're doing video now because people can see. I knew the exact moment your face turned that you were going to say something outlandish. So now everybody can see it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so we are on YouTube. You might be watching this on YouTube, but if you're not watching on YouTube, we are on YouTube now. So you can.
And wow, that was a journey to get that. It looks, when you see other people on YouTube, you just think that happened within 2 minutes, but like everything,
behind the scenes is
a lot more complicated. Yeah, well,
we tried to record this one, what was it, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah. I think after 2 hours we gave up.
We tried for 2 hours. Brett had to update software on our phone.
Yeah.
Grandma Coltel over here.
Yep.
I mean, even now, actually, we're recording a bit of a hodgepodge way yes. because one of the pieces of equipment, the brand new piece of equipment, is not working.
That's right.
But, you know, one of the other things I think we both want to kind of create is a bit more of a community. We do get a fair amount of people reaching out to us individually about, you know, the latest show we've put out mm-hmm. or asking questions about things. And I think, not now, but as we kind of get back into gear with this, I think we'd like to create a bit more of a community, a bit more engagement between everybody, because I think everybody that listens obviously has a shared interest in self-development, health, mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Like, let's all share ideas. Let's you know, it's very difficult, and something I've struggled with is finding people that are like-minded to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are stuck in this fixed mindset. There's not that mm-hmm. many growth mindset. Is that a word, growth mindset?
Growth mindsets. Well, it's a word now. It's a word now. Damn it!
Put it in the Oxford Dictionary.
That's right. You're English, so that means you get to invent the words.
That's right.
Because you're the OG word inventor.
even though it's Latin, but whatever.
No, it's definitely English.
What?
Latin, schmatin. I mean, come on.
But yes, a lot of people are very fixed mindset, so. Like engagement. I don't know if we'll do like a Facebook thing or just in the comments.
Yeah, I mean, I think for now, definitely we'll be on Instagram. And if you could like and subscribe to the show, that would be amazing. That's like the very beginning of building our community.
Yeah, I think what gets missed, you know, and you hear podcasts saying it all the time, like and subscribe. But,
yeah.
You know, one reason we need to know that is, you know, we can see how many people are listening. That's not a problem. But the more we know about who is listening, the more we can kind of tailor what we're saying to those people. Like if we're seeing there's a bunch of people subscribed in a certain area, maybe we can talk about what's going on there, certain current events.
Because
mm-hmm. There's one thing we're also going to try and do is kind of expand the horizon of the show, right?
Yes. So we have plans. We have big plans, big goals. And with our abundant thinking, we know that things are only going to get better here and everywhere in our lives. But right now we're starting here with really, I would say, kind of a wellness mindset focus. But we are going to, and we're kind of, we'll let you know, a little bit down the road how we're going to do this. But we are going to kind of expand our take on things. So things are going to get a little bit sassy, a little bit funny. We both have... you know, we're both very multifaceted people and would love to share that with you because I know most people, if not all, have a lot of interests in life. So that is coming.
So I'm reading our show notes because I'm a professional podcaster. You know, the next segment is we're going to discuss
mm-hmm.
breaking the fourth wall here. Why lifestyle and wellness matters now. Because there are so many people talking about it. And it is very easy to get overwhelmed. So, like, why are we adding to the noise? And I think the reason is kind of what we said. There is so much noise.
Yeah.
What we're good at is filtering that down and just taking away all the hysteria around trends mm-hmm. and things like that and just giving you the real. But 100%. we both try a lot of stuff and are both happy to say if it works or not for us.
Yeah.
We might start doing it and then not continue doing it. And mm-hmm. maybe we haven't, like... Something like the infrared sauna. You go through phases of doing it, right? Like,
yeah, haven't done it in quite a while.
Sometimes, I mean, do you feel the difference when you do it and don't do it?
It's tough because the only time I really do it is in the winter. And I very much do feel a difference, but that might be because I'm always cold.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to say. But yeah, I do feel a difference. Okay. I think in the summer doing it would feel a little bit, But yeah, I do think it's beneficial. I don't think, in my opinion, you know, I don't think it's practical to say you need to be doing it like 4 to 7 days a week and you have to have one in your house. Like, I just don't think that's practical.
Well, I think that's exactly the point, right? Is that we all try, we try to be as optimized as possible. And there are so many things you can do to improve your mitochondrial health. Cryotherapy, infrared sauna, but then there's the practical side of things, right?
Yeah.
You've got kids, you've got work, you've got activities, social life, everything that kind of, you know, for example, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best not to drink so much. I have significantly cut down, especially if you listen back to the old podcasts where I talk about,
right,
you know, don't have a drink problem, but I drank a lot.
Yeah.
I'm English.
Also pandemic times were.
But even, you know, social engagements get in the way of that, right? Like that, it might have me having one or two more drinks than I want to, and then I feel the effects the next day. So we're not sitting here to preach. We're kind of giving you a real life insight, you know, an insight into, it's real life of people who are perhaps living a lifestyle that you might be wanting to live.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one's perfect.
Right. Like I think it's like the 80-20 rule, right? Like I try to, you know, and I'll share this with you guys, what my ideals kind of are and my goals, mm-hmm. but like, I don't hit those every day. Yeah. Of course not. But the thing is, the difference between, I think, the people who are successful and the people who aren't, are the people who don't hit the goals and then keep going.
Yeah.
Versus just giving up and then, you know, completely whatever it is you're doing, but completely giving up on yourself. And we'll, you know, kind of talk about all this. But for me, my goal now is, it's interesting because coming out of the pandemic, I really naively thought that everybody would be so happy to be done, you know, with all of it, and that things would be better. And I do see a lot of discontent around, okay. And more I don't know if it's just like my friend group or my age, but more and more aggravation, frustration with the digital world and how much people are sucked in and this lack of being able to even be in the real world. So I'm now all about slowing things down. I actually feel like being from Gen X, I have a huge asset. And that asset is that my formative years were spent without internet, without even really computers. And I remember a lot of that time. And I think it's important to hold on to that experience because I remember what it was like to not be constantly having dopamine hits and not be constantly distracted. And I've been working lately, you know, pretty hard on getting back to that. And I want to help people kind of cut through a lot of the noise and get back to a little bit more of a slower life. And that includes wellness because, spoiler alert, it's just not that complicated.
No, I think that's what happens, right? As people overcomplicate, and you've got to remember, a lot of what you see online is people selling you something.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, we've got nothing to sell. There's nothing to sell here. We have a passion for helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to fall into the trap, like you said, with the digital world of seeing people's quote unquote lifestyles, seeing how they look, how what you perceive they're doing. And you assume that that's real life when it really isn't.
Mm-mm.
You know, I saw this story the other day of this, this guy who owns this really old, beautiful French, villa or castle or something. I believe he's American, but he owns it over there. And this girl stood in front of his house for a few hours trying to take pictures and videos. And he says a lot of people do that. They'll come by to take pictures with it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But he said what peed him off with her was that he could hear her. She was saying it was her place that she was staying at.
No way.
So he got annoyed by that. So he kept standing in the background.
This is what I'm
saying.
And she
was yelling at him for being in the video and ruining the
shot.
And
it's his house.
And it's his house.
That's unreal.
So she came back the next day and he made this big sign and held it up. I think it says something like, this isn't her house or something like that.
Oh my God.
But yeah, she had the gumption to yell at him. But the point I'm telling the story is, if you only saw that video, you would have assumed that was her house, you know? And I know a lot of people who have a different life on Instagram or TikTok than they do in real life.
Yeah, or like, the whole filter thing.
Yeah.
And I use filters, but I don't use face altering filters.
And by the way, if you do use it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
that's another thing we can talk about.
Yeah, but it's just, I think the assuming on your part, you being the listener, that's real. And then you compare yourself and you judge yourself against that.
100%.
And you only have to look at I saw this post the other day about the amount of Lamborghinis that are for sale and the amount of, I think it's Rolexes. So many for sale right now from like the 2020, 2021, especially the cars. because all these people bought stuff in finance and now they're not making as much money anymore. So they're these fake wealthy people that you're comparing yourself to that don't actually have the means to have that stuff anymore. So they're trying to sell it and they're actually making a loss on it. So it just, it again, just goes to show that your life cannot be compared to anything you see on Instagram because it's not real.
Yeah, and it leads to so many problems. I mean, I think there is now a generational problem where people don't even know how to save money anymore because they're comparing themselves so much and have placed so much importance on material things that nobody's saving any money and they don't realize that, you know, as they age, it gets harder and harder to earn income, to increase your income. And if you don't have savings, you're going to be in big trouble, like, you know.
Well,
and if you have just a Mercedes parked in your driveway but no savings, like, it's probably not going to end well.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one thing to not have savings and to be spending your money, you know, on living costs, but it's to not have savings and to be living lavishly, right?
And savings doesn't have to be, I mean, it doesn't have to be like, you know, a $1 million 401k, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just what I'm trying to point out is just the focus, all the noise, the focus on the noise and the material things. And I want to get back to a focus on like just real things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds so simple and it is, but I think it's kind of audacious. Is that a word?
Yeah, audacious.
Audacious to talk about that these days. Yeah. Here we go. That Cortel vocab.
I think we're going to end up talking about that a lot. Just because it really does influence people and, you know, being a social media influencer, it's, you know, it's in the word, right? You're really influencing how people feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's another whole subject about the responsibility with that. But I think it'd be quite interesting to, I don't want to dive too deep into our lifestyles and whatnot, but I am curious, what would be the main thing you've changed since the last time we did this in your life? And then I'll share mine.
I think my mindset, I would say, has gone from really being busy for busy's sake to like during the pandemic when everything came to a stop. And again, this is like with the acknowledgement that I am privileged. I have a comfortable house and, you know, was able to be somewhat comfortable during that time, but I kind of didn't mind it. I didn't mind the quiet.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And I thought about that a lot when things started going again. And a really shocking number of people told me that they missed it too, even though now their lives are back to a hurricane. And I think trying to, for me, just integrate more of that into my daily life and really focusing on it versus mindlessly walking through my life.
Yeah.
I'd say that's what the biggest thing for me is. And having boundaries and just saying no to some things.
Yeah. I heard a great saying the other day. Shout out to Kelly Darling. She might be listening to this. She said it on a Zoom call, talking about slowing down to go fast.
Yes. Exactly 100%.
That, right? And I think that's one thing I've learned. I wouldn't say that was my number one thing, but similar to you, just I've realized how much you have to just simplify things and not say yes to everything. And that's a big thing, setting boundaries, saying no. And actually, I think what helped me do that was what the biggest change I've made, and that being focusing on sleep.
Yep.
Which for people who know me well, know that that's not something I gave two thoughts about, right?
Yeah.
I could quite easily run on 4 hours of sleep.
Did you have like pride around that kind of?
A little bit, yeah. It's like hustler grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Martha Stewart thing where she was like, I sleep 3 hours a night or something. And and that there was a time when everyone was like, wow, goals. Hashtag goals.
Exactly. Like I was superhuman.
Yeah.
And not to say that I was feeling tired. I just, you know, and I'll probably talk about it, my mom's health and everything. It kind of made me just realize I don't want to take my body and my brain
for granted. Key. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was a few podcasts I listened to around sleep. That's probably the other thing that I've really, to use one of your terms, that I've leaned into.
Mm-hmm.
Really pushing the boundaries on.
We should just teach a class.
But I've really leaned into that, just following my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's all so intertwined. That's come from quietening everything around me, right? It just gives mm-hmm. you the ability to listen to your intuition and follow it. So that kind of led me to really focusing on my sleep and sleep quality and sleep quantity. And I started going to bed at like 9:30. Mm-hmm. And I tease you for doing that, right?
Yep.
You couldn't get a text back from Brett after 7 o'clock.
No.
And man, do I feel better for it. Mm-hmm. I still get up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30. Maybe I'll sleep until 6 at the weekend. But because I'm going to bed at 9, I'm still getting the 7 to 8 hours.
Right.
You know, and that being the kind of anchor for all my goals, this may be something a further conversation we'll have in a different episode, but that was kind of the anchor for the other goals in my life, because I don't want to drink as much because it's going to affect my sleep.
Yep.
I don't want to stay out because it's going to affect my sleep.
And that's something that we should talk about. That's the key. That's something, if you're on like a journey, a personal development journey, a health journey like that, what Pal is saying right now, that anchor is key. Because if you don't have that, you're probably not going
to
succeed.
Yeah. And I mean, it's even to the point where I left a friend's wedding at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I did the Irish goodbye, which is my favorite way of leaving. There's too many people at weddings.
Is that the one you don't say anything? Yeah, that's a good one.
And I left because I was like, I love you guys and I'm not staying. I'm not staying up past 10 o'clock because that means I'll get home at 10:30. Mm-hmm. And that means by the time I've wound down, it's 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. My sleep's affected.
Yep.
And then, you know, I use tracking, ways of tracking and stuff. I'm still working on my deep sleep. I haven't figured out how to really get that cranked up to where it should be, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest change I made is sleep. And then all the domino effect, like I said, of all the things that came with it. Yeah, I think that anchoring is definitely something we should expand on for sure. We went completely off of our script.
As usual.
Well, look, we had it in place. We had it in place.
And we'll wrap it up with just reiterating that we are back with our podcast here. We have big plans for the future, but we look forward to weekly sharing tips, tricks, motivational insight, some of our own personal stories, things that we're testing, trying, failures, successes, all of it.
And I encourage you guys we encourage you guys to reach out, like tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Ask us questions because we're influenced by what we get asked. You know, I get people texting me all the time asking questions about health, fitness. You know, this is a great way of sharing that.
Yep. You know, even things like my thing right now is like attention. I shared this on Instagram the other day and a lot of people wrote me back that they're having the same issue. And it's that I've noticed I have a lot of trouble these days focusing on tasks where I need to like be sitting and focused for like 30 minutes or more.
Right.
I basically can't do it. And it's a little scary, but I'm kind of, I thought maybe I was alone, but of course a lot of other people are dealing with this. So I'm going to do some things and try to figure it out share that.
I think that also is a reason that we were inspired to do this again is just that a lot of people do feel alone. And when you actually hear someone say out loud the thing that you're going through, you're like, oh, I'm not so crazy. And then it helps you just put that good foot forward to actually approach the issues you're having. Attention's a big deal, man. Like you said dopamine hit earlier. That's such a big problem.
Huge.
Oh my God. I can't.
And I'm in it. Like I fully have not figured it out.
I have a hard time sitting and reading a book. My phone has to be in a different room.
Me too. I love reading.
Yeah. Well, we know you do. Yeah.
Yeah. But
were we going to do a book club? Did we decide on that?
I think we will. Yeah. I have some ideas for that actually. Okay. But one thing I do want to say is that Paolo and I realized that
overarching the look on our face.
What? No, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say something
sassy.
I'm going to say something meaningful. The overarching, you know, mantra behind this is tell me something. Mm-hmm. And that means feeling less alone. That means communicating. That means sharing our stuff, sharing our struggles, and being connected. Yeah. So that's our main goal with this. Right now it's tell me something good, but it's going to be other somethings.
Tell me something more.
A little spoiler.
Yeah, we won't give away all that stuff. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I've been wanting to do this for a while. There's no one else I'd rather do it with.
Oh, likewise, buddy.
So hopefully you won't be in the winter tournaments for tennis and we'll actually have time to...
No, I think my...
You're retiring?
Tournament days are over.
Really?
I'll take indoor classes, but...
Why?
I'm not going to play like super competitively in the winter. Well, because it goes indoors. It's like a different...
Different vibe.
Different vibe.
You need that sunshine.
Not the same. Not the same.
Well, didn't you go out and play in the smog and all that?
I did. Yeah. In the air
you
quality thing.
You literally risked your life.
It's unreal.
For the game.
When I'm on a respirator in 20 years in the hospital, you better come visit me.
Did you even win that match?
And you'll remind me. No, that was another match for like an 80-year-old. This eight-year-old woman's like, I have to leave early because, you know, my friend is having trouble. And then she went on to like whoop us. She's, yeah.
Yeah.
These older women in tennis, like, they've got it figured out. And that's my, I'm going to be like that. I can't wait.
It's a deceiving sport because
very deceiving.
It's not like soccer or something like that where your physicality can really
determine
the game.
It helps, but yeah, no.
No, there's so much skill involved. It's like
so much skill.
You see these old biddies going out, smashing the ball around.
It's real.
Yeah. All right, so where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram right now, at Brett Cortell, super easy. And we're going to share with you, our next episode, we'll share with you our Instagram for the podcast and how to reach us. But for now, just B Cortell on
Instagram.
Is it Instagram.
B Cortell?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Paolo Boia, the full name.
Full name, whole thing.
I think I have another one that's P Boia, but
you do.
I mixed that one.
Yeah, you
I got rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get rid of it. I can't delete it.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. They won't let me delete
it's
it.
It's a little scary.
Meta, what's going on?
There's probably a very insidious reason behind that. They're like tracking you.
There's nothing to take on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just pictures of my kids.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, yeah, creeps.
That's problem number one.
So follow us on there. Like you said, I don't think we're quite ready to be like manning the or shepherding the...
the switchboard? Manning the switchboard? Yeah. All the calls coming in? Hello, please hold. It's going to be crazy.
Be inundated.
We're going to be inundated. We're going to have to hire an entire staff.
They're going
to
be
wheeling to deal with all the phone calls.
The fans, yeah.
I picture like, never mind, I'll stop.
No, please, carry on.
I just picture like in movies, you know how you see like old-fashioned like switchboards and they're picking up the thing and they're like... Yeah.
It's like the bat signal.
That's going to be us. Like the Titanic, when the Titanic was going down and all the like SOS signals and the switchboard operators were like, you know...
You know what? We should make a trailer for that. That's how we should announce
we
it.
Really
back.
We really should. We really should. Because we have time for that.
No, we
for
don't.
For sure.
We don't have time for that. All right, yeah. Good to see
all
you
All right.
Guys.
It's so good to be back. And we thank you for listening to us, taking time. Please like and subscribe. And we will see you next week.
All right. You can say that to the camera. You don't have to say it to me. Because that's a bit
and
weird.
And the camera's here.
That's your camera. And this is my camera.
Have a good week. Right, awkward wave.
Yeah, see you later. What is it you normally say? You normally say something weird at the
Bye.
End of the show.
Bye. But I can't do that anymore because they do that in Smartless.
Do they really?
Yep. They stole my thing.
Toodles? That was my
not into it. But that's, I'm not British, so it sounds...
That's
you can do
that's
that if you
racist.
Like, but for
you
me...
Just... It's not.
Well, it is... It's you're speaking British. You're not speaking American when you say that. It is a British word, correct?
So this is the real...
Or point. English. It's English with a British accent. Is that the more correct thing to say?
This is actually...
I know you do get offended, and I apologize. I'm ignorant. Sorry.
Is and should be. The amount of crap that she throws at me...
What makes you feel good, little baby? What makes you feel better?
What?
Saying... what
Toodles?
Is the appropriate thing to say?
Toodles.
But is that British? Is that just... English?
I think it's just a universal term for goodbye.
When have you ever heard an American say toodles?
Just there.
No.
You just said
this
it.
This is not an American word. I hate to tell you.
Well, we're prolonging the podcast because we don't have a word.
Okay, well, we'll work on it and get back to
you. God, did you just do the gun?
And then I did a wink.
I have to stop this right now.